Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is nothing ages writing faster than slang. Guest writer Sal Glynn writes, "Slang is made of informal words and phrases that originate in speech and often include substitutions for formal words like ride or wheels for a car. Getting down or coming down, tripping, throwing a spaz, digging at groove, and so not into or so into anything are all slang. It's the all-night amusement park of language, where different subcultures like artists and street criminals get to play with words and meaning, but nothing ages writing faster than slang." In the 1950s, stand-up comedian and jazz shaman Lord Buckley worried that his nightclub audiences had missed out on the stories of Mahatma Gandhi, the Marquis de Sade, and Abraham Lincoln, along with many fictional luminaries. The embrace of the new in music, painting, and writing was leaving the classics behind. So Buckley translated the old into street talk and the slang of hipsters to revitalize the stories before they were lost. This is what he did with the Mark Antony speech in William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, Act 3, Scene 2. "Hipsters, flipsters, and finger-poppin' daddies, knock me your lobes. I came here to lay Caesar out, not to hip you to him. The bad jazz that a cat blows wails long after he's cut out. The groovy is often stashed within their frames, so don't put Caesar down." Clearly, what worked then doesn't work now. Contemporary readers have to return to the iambic pentameter source to understand what Lord Buckley had laid down. "Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred within their bones. So let it be with Caesar." You might be wondering about jargon. Jargon isn't slang. Jargon is made of specialized terms from politicians, lawyers, computer programmers, accountants, and so on, and tend to be terms that only politicians, lawyers, computer programmers, accountants, and so on can understand. Terms like leverage, onboarding, synergy, adminisphere, hegemony, boolean, conveyance, infrastructure, intestate, and so on. Jargon only works when addressing the appropriate audience. Everyone else has to fumble for a dictionary, and that makes for a tiring reading experience. The malleability of British and American English allows slang to find a permanent place in our lexicon. We use crow to mean boast, lopsided to mean uneven, and gab to mean talk. These were slang terms in the 19th century, but many other terms from that time didn't make the journey to standard English. For example, schoolteachers are no longer referred to as phlebotomists, since laws against corporal punishment in education have become common, and modern dentistry has wiped out the use of head rails for teeth. Slang is great for parties and long-distance phone conversations, and can be a disaster in writing. In nonfiction and fiction, use online resources such as UrbanDictionary.com to check meaning and spelling. Reference books aren't much help, as most guides to contemporary slang are out of date before they're even printed. And if you use too much slang in your writing, your work will be as out of date as those reference books. If you must write with slang, it's best to use it rarely, and in dialogue as a way to establish time and define characters, from hippies in the 60s to today's masters of crunk. Speech is where the words originate, and reading slang in straight prose will confuse the reader with questions of, am I hip? Is the writer hip? Or are we cool? Now that you understand slang, remember the quick and dirty rule that slang is informal and best used in dialogue, if at all, for shizzle. Thanks again to guest writer Sal Glynn. Margaret, Amy, and Aaron all win a copy of his book, The Dog Walked Down the Street, an outspoken guide for writers who want to publish, which won Best Writing Publishing Book at last year's IPPI Awards. Find out more about Sal at his blog, dogwalkeddownthestreet.blogspot.com. And things are going great with my book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. The book tour plans are almost final, and they're all on the website. You can get a free chapter of the book at the website, quickanddirtytips.com, and the print and audiobook will be officially released on July 8th. Thanks to all the people who have been so supportive by blogging or twittering about the book, pre-ordering it, writing reviews, telling their friends, signing up for the tour, putting ads on their sites, and more. You have no idea how much I appreciate it. It's all really coming together, and I hope to meet many of you soon. That's all. Thanks for listening.
...在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听。请记住我们的网址 www.tingru.com